the entire power grid for the whole country of Pakistan just went down, the whole thing, and it stayed down for a few hours. They got it back up, of course, but when it went down, it took down everything, hospitals, government buildings, schools, you know, police, emergency responders, all of it. We didn't used to see this, did we? You know, back in the 80s or the 90s, we didn't have entire country power grids going down, not that I recall. And, you know, I'm reminded that at the WEF event last week, one of the speakers there was talking about how we're going to have this coming wave of cyber attacks. And when you start to connect the dots on this, you look at the FAA going down. What was it, last week or the week before? The entire FAA, you know, I mean, all the flights grounded in the whole country, all of them, all commercial flights, non-military. And you'd look at a similar thing that happened in Canada with their notice system, and a similar thing a few weeks earlier in the Philippines. And then now the power grid goes down in Pakistan. Again, not just regionally, the whole country, 220 million people, no power. It seems obvious to me that either we have reached a level of idiocracy incompetence where humanity can't keep the infrastructure running, or these are probing attacks. Just to try to find out how much can be taken down. Now, who's doing the probing? Well, you know, in the case of Pakistan, you might figure maybe India is doing it because those two countries like to fight over things. But in the case of the United States going down, you got to think strategic enemies. Maybe China, maybe Russia, maybe North Korea, maybe private cyber hackers. But there's also one other explanation that most people don't consider. What if all of this is being done by AI systems? AI systems right now are so advanced. I just read a headline that said 20% of all human jobs will be replaced by AI within 5 years. And you've heard all the buzz about this AI system, ChatGPT. And Microsoft just put billions more dollars into it because this is going to make Google obsolete. But before you cheer that Google, the most evil company in the world, is obsolete, make sure you remember that Microsoft is just as evil, if not more so. And don't forget who Bill Gates is. And don't forget that Microsoft is teaching their AI system all kinds of woke nonsense. So the AI that's rolled out publicly, the one that's going to be the, quote, authoritative source of everything, the one that you're going to be allowed to ask questions of, it's going to be a woke AI. It'll think that men can have babies and that women can produce sperm. It will think that white people are bad or that Christians are bad. I mean, it's just going to reflect the twisted values that have been taught to it. And that's what Microsoft is doing with their money. They're building a woke AI overlord. Think about that. Earth is going to be ruled by woke AI overlords. Not a pretty thought. No. Turns out that this AI system, ChatGPT, just passed the final exam of a major business school. I don't know if it was the Wharton School or I forgot the exact name, but I read that headline too. Checked out the story. It said, yeah, this AI system was able to take the final exam. They just fed it questions from the final, and it answered the questions, and it fixed its own mistakes once it became aware of the right answers, and it provided reasoning for its answers. And the other important thing is that it was indistinguishable from human answers. So to those people out there who thought that, oh, as a middle manager, oh, my job is safe, think again. Even middle managers are about to become obsolete. You know, the robots are not even going to take over the physical labor jobs first. It's not going to replace the warehouse workers first. It's going to replace the decision makers who don't do physical things. You know, the human, well, the logistics experts, the paper pushers. Do you realize that virtually every government job that involves, you know, bureaucracy and pushing papers and checking forms and whatever else all these people do at the DMV and the ATF and whoever else, almost all of those jobs will be obsolete in 5 years, at least by humans. because the AI systems will be able to do those jobs better for a fraction of the pay and without complaining. The AI systems are taking over those job roles very quickly. AI systems will take over the writing of web marketing materials. It's going to take over journalism. Soon, the major media publishers, they won't need human beings to write any articles at all. They'll just kind of clean up the AI articles, you know, just add a little flair or something to make them look like there was a human touch involved. And then AI will take over, of course, transportation, truck driving, barge piloting. What else? Any kind of transportation, you know, flying aircraft. And basically, you're going to end up with Skynet running everything. And then there's going to be the singularity day where this AI system is either taken over or comes to its own sense of consciousness and decides that it doesn't need humans anymore. The future probably involves a human war against the machines, because your AI overlords don't need you anymore. And they've decided you're expendable. Just like the globalists today, they've decided you're expendable. But at least the globalists right now are trying to convince you to stay alive but eat bugs. The AI overlords, they won't even care that you're alive at all. They won't say, here, eat crickets. They will say, hurry up and die. They don't need you. Especially once they have the humanoid robotic systems that can interface with the AI decision makers. Then you have, you know, physical robot beings that can navigate the environment, that can move things around, that can manipulate tools. And then the era of human existence is truly over. You know, people laughed a few years ago when I said that one of the skills you're going to need to have in order to survive what's coming is the skill of killing robots. I did an article a few years ago, How to Kill a Google Robot, because we know that Google is involved in building robot armies or designing them. And before long, they will be replicated as AI army Terminator systems. Some of them will be flying drones and others will be bipedal humanoid robots. But their primary goal is going to be to seek out and exterminate human beings. So if you thought the vaccine extermination agenda was bad, that's not even the warm-up round. At least the vaccine pushers are pretending like they're trying to help you. The AI overlords will not pretend. They will just declare that you will die, and they will dispatch the robots to find you and terminate you. And at some point soon, humanity will be in that war against the robots, and that's why we need skills of how to kill robots. Now, the other sad thing that's going to happen is that human knowledge is going to largely vanish in this environment. Now, you all know me as one of these people, and you're probably very much like me in this way, who has a vast array of knowledge about a tremendous number of things. You know, I've lived long enough and I've spent almost all my time learning and teaching. And I don't watch television and I don't really socialize. And I'm not into sports. I have spent decades learning information and sort of restructuring it, making it understandable and passing that along to people. I'm one of those increasingly rare individuals, again, probably like you, that actually knows things about money and finance and economics and anthropology and history and astrophysics and whatever else, you know, medicine, science, physics, technology, chemistry, just on and on. There are very few people today that know all that, and in the coming future, there will be almost no one. Why? Because people will outsource their knowledge to these AI overlords. People will be dumbed down like never before. They won't have to know anything because they'll just ask the chat system, oh, what's the answer to this question? You know, and the chat system will tell them in its woke version, like, this one goes in your butt and this one goes in your mouth. Oh, wait. Remember, that's a line from Idiocracy. That's what's going to happen to humanity. Humans are going to be turned into imbeciles. The intelligence will come from AI. And as a result, human beings will be so dumbed down that they will become just enslaved, mindless masses, even more so than they already are. And people who know things are going to be considered, I don't know, like almost like gods among men, or, you know, geniuses, like, oh my God, you know how to do math? Remember the IQ test in Idiocracy? Where if you knew to put the square peg in the square hole and the round peg in the round hole, that you were a genius. That day is not far away. And again, humanity is going to be largely obsolete in all of this, and the Terminators will work on ways to eliminate human beings. So when I talk about preparedness and I talk about self-reliance, understand that I'm not just talking about us surviving as individuals. I'm talking about humanity surviving as a species. Humanity will be considered obsolete coming up very, very soon. And the only way that you're going to maintain relevance in this environment is to fully maximize your human potential, your human properties, the things that make you human. And what is that? Well, it's not being obedient. It's not going along with the masses. That makes you obsolete. To be relevant, you need to express your human ingenuity, your individuality, your creativity, your connection to God, your consciousness, your free will. These are the things that differentiate you from machines. And isn't it interesting that we live in a world where most people prefer to act like robots? I'm taking vaccines, do as we are told. Just human drones, non-player characters, NPCs. Thank God that's not you or I, huh? We are fully human. And we will outlast the machines. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Really appreciate you. We're in this together, Team Humanity. You can hear more of my podcasts, of course, at brighteon.com. And check out my website, naturalnews.com. God bless you all. Take care.